It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball following a 14-point win over Oskaloosa here with Mia Warner, junior starting post player for the Dutch. And Mia, hard-fought battle here again tonight. Oskaloosa, obviously, first time you played them, you were able to run away with it. This time they weren't going to let that happen. Your thoughts about how your girls battled, especially after a tough night last night, turn around and get a hard-earned win.
Yeah. Well, we just, like, coming off of last night, taking that loss, it really hurt. And, like, we just wanted to come out and get another win under our, like, belt and just, like, get some momentum coming into the very end of our season and into postseason. So we really wanted this one tonight, and we just worked together well tonight and finished the game.
Well, and how hard is that to turn around? I mean, you guys go 90, so it's not like you're playing the full 32 minutes every night, but to have to battle the way you did against North, who was really physical, and obviously you left the game at one point tweaking your knee. By the way, you got all these bandages on you during the game.
Yes.
Way to keep playing, Mia. But, you know, what was it like energy-wise to try and keep that going, knowing that just less than 24 hours ago you really had a hard-fought battle on your own gym?
Yes. Some people, we were getting tired, and we saw that, but with the coaches, they were smart and started subbing a lot and keeping people fresh, and that really helped us throughout this game, and it just helped us like get to the end and push through it and get a win.
Well, and it was kind of the same margin after all the quarters, 8 points after one, 7 points at the half, and then 9 points going into the third quarter. Anna hits those two threes, but in between you scored all 9 of your points in that second and third quarter. How critical was it for your girls to stay out there and not let Oskaloosa kind of get close, right? They were doing some good post work with Thompson off the bench. How critical was it to keep that lead throughout that duration?
It was very critical. We knew that coming in that it wasn't going to be an easy game, and we just wanted to get the ball movement going and like pass the ball around, get everyone scoring. And I think that really like hurt them a lot, not really knowing who was going to be the top scorer for the night.
Well, and big win to kind of reset things, right? You're in a really tough stretch of the season with some of your opponents. You had Indianola, tough loss to Norwalk and a close one last week. Obviously, Des Moines North, as we mentioned, and DCG coming up. How do you think this is going to prepare you for tournament time, knowing that you've been close in a lot of these games, haven't been able to finish, and what do you think it's going to take to flip that result, right? Whereas last night, you had a couple leads late and couldn't finish. What do you think it's going to take to be the team that ends up on top?
It's really just going to take us to all work together and just know and believe in each other and just trust the process and just, like, go out, have fun. At the end of the day, it's, like, not going to be something that's going to ruin our lives. Like, we're just going to go out, do the best we can, and make it fun.
It feels like the rotation's been figured out. Obviously, your little sister Abby's been getting a lot of work. Tristan has been.
Yes.
And they got a lot of chances with Anna, who's now coming back. So you'll be at full strength, hopefully, coming up for the postseason run. Your thoughts about where things are right now for the team and your goals in these final three games of the regular season to get yourself ready?
Yeah. So, like, obviously our goals is to, like, work hard and try and make it to state. And we're going to play as hard as we can, and with Anna C coming back, I think that's really going to help us on the offensive side, and hopefully we just get shots to fall for us.
Big one Friday with DCG. It got away from you guys in that.
Yes.
You know, you played some good defense early, but they were able to run away. How do you kind of do a similar script to Indianola and make it a close one, do you think, coming up at home on Friday?
I think Friday is really just going to be needing to focus on our defense, stopping their scores and then pushing it on offense and making them tired, because they also are a very deep team. And I think if we just battle on both ends, then it should be a very close game for us.
That's Mia Warner, a junior post for the Pella Dutch basketball team following their win over Oskaloosa. Mia, it's been fun to watch you battle. Hopefully you can get some rest and heal up at some point here soon. Appreciate your time and look forward to the stretch run.
Thank you.